I'm Dale Morris with the Netherlands Embassy in Washington, D.C. The Louisiana landscape is somewhat similar to the Netherlands. It's more dynamic, but there are subsiding lands susceptible to sea level rise. A lot of production of agriculture and resources come out of these areas. There's a lot of people in urban environments that are at risk if you don't manage the water correctly. As you see in the United States, disasters lead to policy changes. So in the Netherlands, there were always major floods every 100 years or so. A lot of people died, and then a new paradigm or a stronger flood protection system was developed, draining the land, putting barriers up, putting stronger levees around, diking other areas, actively managing the water. The last major flood occurred in 1953 in the Netherlands, and it was comparable in impact to Katrina was and Rita was for Louisiana. And the Netherlands then implemented something called the Delta Act, which was a 40 or 50 year long process of strengthening the coastline as well as shortening it with barriers. And by doing so, they stopped or they mitigated the ability of coastal storm surge to come in and inundate the land. But as they built out those dams and barriers, they noticed that they were harming the environment, they were harming the economy because oystermen and fishermen saw the fish nurseries die. And there were some other impacts on recreation because ecosystems that were once brackish or fresh were becoming salt, not a good thing to do. So the Dutch changed their thinking on some of these things and redesigned the barriers to be more open and to allow freshwater saltwater exchange. And then in 1993 and 1995, there were major floods along the rivers or near floods along the rivers. And the Netherlands looked and they said sea level rise is going to be predicted to be, you know, half a meter to a meter over the next couple hundred years. We cannot continue to build our dikes higher and higher. It's just impossible. The peat soils won't support such things, and it would make the landscape look like a fortress. So the Netherlands decided to change the policy and move away from robust high dikes and levees into having a more natural landscape. Of course, you have to have strong dikes protecting your urban environment and your economic capital, but there are ways to manage the floodplain along the rivers in a much more dynamic way and create space for water so that when water was coming from Central Europe because of snow melt or because of an intense storm, it wouldn't stress the dikes or levees are overtop them. So it's a more natural kind of way of dealing with flood protection. Building with nature. So there are processes that occur in nature naturally, the way the waves move, the way the little currents move sand along the coast. And when you build with nature in the Netherlands, it's a research program almost finished. What they're doing is they're looking at ways to take the natural processes to amplify the positive effects of what nature naturally does. So for instance, right now you can pump sand along the beach every 5 years and the wave action will come and erode it and you have to come back in 5 years. What the Netherlands is exploring right now, building with nature, is they're going to place a whole lot of sand in one location along the coast, literally a big sand dune in the water, and they are going to monitor it and watch it, and they know the literal currents will slowly erode that sand pile down, but it will take that sand slowly and place it along the coastline naturally, and it will eventually reach to the upper portions of the Netherlands and create wetlands and more resilient soils in front of the dikes that are up there and in front of the major dam that's up there that is nearing the completion or the end of its phase. It's 100 years old. It's at its useful life. So by adding the sand in there, they can actually accomplish a number of things naturally. They don't have to nourish the beach every 5 years. They're just going to put the sand there and see what happens. And they will adaptively manage this program. So if they see the sand being eroded more quickly, they will put more sand there to see what happens. Well, Rotterdam and New Orleans share a lot of similarities. They're both near the coast. They both are bisected by a major river that's draining a continent. Rotterdam is a port city. New Orleans is a port city. Rotterdam is the generator of a lot of Dutch GDP with all the trade. The Netherlands is the gateway to Europe for a lot of North American trade. The Dutch earn a lot of money off of that. It's because of that port system, so it needs to be robust. The same for the Louisiana port system between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. So the similarities are good. You have to retain the ability of the cities to thrive, and there are social problems in the cities. You can't ignore those. Climate change and sea level rise presents an opportunity. As the cargo for the ships get much larger, they can't can't dock in the city center like they used to in the city center of Rotterdam. They've built larger port complexes closer to the sea. That has caused some urban decay right in the city center. Rotterdam has actually plans to turn that urban decay around, to take those old port facilities and turn them into mixed-use development, resilient for climate change, and also to solve some other problems, social problems that they have in the city. Because if you have a tremendous out-migration of people from the city because, for a variety of reasons, that's unhealthy. But if you can get people to move back to the city because they want to be there, because it's safer, because there's a lot of amenity and value in the city and culture, that's a good thing to do. So sea level rise has presented Rotterdam with an opportunity. And New Orleans sort of has the same. There's challenges here, but as you see, certainly since Katrina, there's been a tremendous influx of young people trying to make a difference for the city, and they're adding to the economic potential of the city.